Track 3.1. Unit 3. Reading 1.
The development of thought. 1.
Our bodies grow and develop as we age. So it should come as no surprise that our thoughts do too. Understanding the development of thought can help us understand our interactions with people of different ages, especially children and young adults.
2.
The pioneer of the study of cognitive development is Jean Piaget, 1896 to 1980, a French psychologist. Piaget formed his theories by both observing and talking to children, including his own, and by setting conventional intelligence tests. Piaget's method was innovative because, rather than observing his subjects in a laboratory, he observed them in a natural setting, such as at play or in their homes.
3.
Piaget's fascination with this subject grew from watching his nephew, Gerard, playing with a ball. He noted that when the ball rolled away from Gerard, but was still in sight, such as under a table, the child was able to find it and pick it up. However, when the ball rolled under a sofa and Gerard could no longer see it, he tried to find it in the place he had seen it last. From this, Piaget hypothesized that young children lack the ability to see objects as separate from themselves.
4.
To test this, Piaget began carefully observing his own baby daughter, Jacqueline, as she grew up. As a baby, she apparently believed that objects did not exist if she could not see them. At nearly 12 months of age, she would search for missing objects she could no longer see, thus indicating that she knew they still existed. However, like Gerard in the prior example, she sometimes looked in the wrong place. At around 21 months, she seemed to clearly understand that objects existed whether she was looking at them or not.
5.
Piaget concluded that adults not only think faster than children, but differently. Eventually, he categorized cognitive development into 4 stages. The sensory-motor stage, from birth to 2 years old. Infants and toddlers use input from their senses, seeing, touching, smelling, tasting, hearing, to understand their world. That's one reason toddlers are constantly putting non-edible objects into their mouths. They're not trying to eat. They're trying to learn. A principal goal of this stage is for children to learn object permanence. That is, to understand that an object exists even when they can't see it. This leads to their being able to name objects with words. The pre-operational stage, from 2 to 6 years old. Children use play as a method of learning. They are egocentric, meaning that they have trouble understanding the point of view of other people and are not good at logical thinking. Children have a more mature use of language than infants and toddlers, and can use symbols, memory, and imagination. The concrete operational stage, from 6 or 7 to 11 years old. Children have improved use of logic and can reason mathematically. They can divide and sort items into categories and think about 2 dimensions, such as length and width, at the same time. However, their logic applies mostly to concrete objects and not abstract or hypothetical ideas. At this stage, they become less egocentric and begin to consider the viewpoint and feelings of other people. The formal operational stage, from age 11 or 12 on up. Adolescents can think logically about abstract and hypothetical ideas, such as what might happen in the future. they can understand complex mathematical formulas and relationships, such as cause and effect. At the beginning of this stage, there is a return to egocentric thought. It is estimated that only about 35% of high school graduates in industrialized countries reach this stage, and that many adults, in fact, never do.
6.
Modern child psychologists have made adjustments to Piaget's theories. For example, it is now accepted that the ages of the four stages are approximate, and that there is some variation in the rate of children's development. However, the stages and their characteristics are still accepted and studied today.